ST in the City.
It is, and we are now in session until midday. Thanks again to Thomas and Skumba. Back again tomorrow between 6 and 9. Welcome to the show. Yes. What changes after commitment? Why do people who have dated for years only to divorce within a year of them being married? Why the change? Why do things change after commitment?
Well, Brati, this is just my observation. I think once people commit to each other, via marriage or lobola, then but abasa jola. You must continue jolling.
Yes.
Even in your marriage. Another thing is that but what more relax. Girl, asa iposhonga, asa pali hili.
Hey.
So that's part of mine. And then ultimately those small things, they creep in. And then the result being divorce in a short space of time. Aye. Thanks, Prati.
Thank you,
man. Vetborg.
Hola, Tumioko Vetborg. Because if you think about it, there's nothing as sad as seeing a perfect couple go separate ways. These people, Luko, Kasi, Lunadi Chomi, they are synonymous with each other. Get Romeo and Juliet. Yeah? But after a year or two of them committing to each other, they go separate ways. Is the institution of marriage that difficult, Banna? Is the reality of living together that much of a challenge? Or does being committed to one person changes a person to a point that they lose their own identity? No? Or is it the unspoken expectations and boundaries that rattled the foundations of what we thought was a strong love? Why is it that people can date for years only to get married and divorced within a year? Why? What changes? Hence the hashtag. What changes after commitment?
Hi, Tibos. The reason people date for long and then once they settle down, things fall apart, it's interference. 90% of this relationship is due to interference. We together, everything is going well. Once we settle down, families are involved. But what about this and this and that from your partner and this and this? And they don't understand that these people are now one, so things are not that easy like before. So most of the things that break in the marriages is interference.
Three teaspoons on the best tea in the city.
These are the three teaspoons on what changes after commitment. Number one, no more boundaries. One of the things that seem to creep up between couples is the blurred lines of boundaries and the unspoken expectations. For instance, keeping friends of the opposite sex may not be an issue for one, but it may be for another. But because they didn't talk about it, problem. She may also expect him to take care of, say, big items in the house. To her, that's the norm. That's how it should be. But if those expectations are not communicated, what happens? Two, what changes our commitment? There is an identity crisis. I mean, once you start living together, a lot of things change. You realize the kind of person you are with. But more than anything, everything starts being about responsibilities and less about you. So you can easily lose yourself, especially after being independent for so long. And somebody also said on the hashtag that things are no longer sugar-coated like they were. Got dating. The last teaspoon and the three teaspoons on hashtag what changes after commitment. You didn't prepare for marriage. You didn't. Because dating and being married, two separate things. You knew you loved each other, but you didn't prep for living together. And by prep, meaning talking about it. Or even going for premarital planning or counseling. Before you tie the knot, it is encouraged that you need to talk about these things. Finances, living arrangements, what your responsibilities are, and what are your future plans. Because anything can potentially get in the way of your happiness, especially if it's not spoken about. Because failure to do so, doomed from the beginning. What has been your observation regarding committing to someone forever? Is it something that you want to do? Are you looking forward to it? And if so, what are your anxieties?
That is a great question.
Right.
And I think for me, well, I've always known since I was like 8 that I've always wanted to be in a long-term committed relationship. And yeah, that's, you know, my grandparents, my parents, everyone's like in committed relationships. So I looked at that example and yeah, I was like, I want that for my life.
Yeah.
But what I've seen is, you know, there are the issue with staying in long-term relationships is that people have different expectations. Mm. And along the way, those expectations change.
Yeah.
And that's where the problem becomes, where people can't stay married for forever, mm, which is the goal, till yes, death do us part.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah. So,
but expectations are supposed to change because we grow every day, isn't it?
Exactly. So with that, people also don't keep up with those changing expectations. So things then fall apart. Mm-hmm. But for me, what I've learned, you know, as someone who's had to dump a couple of people along the way.
That's right.
Sounds so proud. Go, Nossi. Yeah,
I mean, she knows what she wants. Hello.
Yes, hey. Yeah. Is that, you know, I think you just, you need to know that your partner can change, or your partner may stay the same. And what your partner is not who you are. Mm-hmm. And you need to be okay with who you are.
Yeah.
Not, and you need to stop having expectations on them, because mm-hmm, you will be disappointed.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I think she's ready.
Yeah.
JJ?
Mm-hmm. Mm. So I read this quote that says, marriage is not a word. It's one of those funny quotes.
Oh, yeah.
Marriage is not a word. It's a sentence.
Shit, she laughs.
Okay. No, it's not a sentence, guys. Go get married. It's not a sentence. I'm joking. It's not prison. But you know what,
like,
I think?
Like you are the life insurer who's at court right now. They're like, hey, wait, stop claiming. Otherwise, you're going to get a sentence.
No, don't be discouraged. It's not a sentence. But you know what, Uncle T, like Nosipo said, just to add on to what she was saying, it's like most people get married for the wrong reason. So if your partner, your boyfriend, you know he cheats constantly, you get married, you think it's going to change him. It won't. It won't change him. If he's somebody who drinks often on the weekend, you get married thinking, yeah, now that we're married, it's probably going to change. No, the guy loves his alcohol. So getting married for the wrong reasons and communicating less. Because you should communicate. When we get married, what are your expectations of me, babe? Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Are we ready for it?
Mm. Yeah.
To take it or to at least add another layer to what we currently have, yeah? Mm. Yeah. She's right here, the Midday Joy.
Darling.
Yes.
I had therapy today.
Oh, you're smiling.
Yes, it was so nice coming, well, going into it and coming out and listening to your topic.
Now,
are you talking commitment or marriage? Because those two are different.
No, look. Let's put it formally.
Yes.
Marriage.
Then obviously, because you asked, and it was the tone. Why is the institution of marriage so difficult? I'm pulling out. I know.
Yes,
I'm literally closing my gate. You said it because it's an institution. Mm-hmm. And like any other institutions, there are board members, there are staff, there are divisions, there are departments, there are rules and regulations.
Yeah.
So it's the institution that makes it impossible. But commitment, so beautiful.
Yeah.
So that's why I'm asking.
How do you manage the institution?
I'm not in the institution, so I can't talk about it. I left it because it was too much. Mm. But commitment, I love commitment and I love. And I want to be committed to one person for the rest of my life.
Yeah, exactly. So now, listen, I got this voice note.
Yeah.
Let's listen.
Okay.
So when people are joining, they have a tendency of sweeping things under the carpet. They behave as problems don't exist. They shy away from dealing with the issues. They pretend they are okay with things that they are not okay with. All in the name of keeping the relationship, all in the name of being happy, all in the name of impressing the other party. And a lot of people do that because there's a fear that if I say what I don't like, he might not marry me. If I tell her what I don't want, she might walk away, whatever the reason may be. Now, once people get married, they tend to think, okay, now that we are married, now I can now start being myself. So remember that first phase where people are joining, where I always say it is actually a marketing gimmick that they're doing. It's more people not showing exactly who they are, but rather marketing themselves. So it's a marketing pitch. And sometimes, yes, that marketing pitch will last for 12 years if that's what it takes. But the minute they get married, there is no need for that marketing ploy to continue. Now the real person comes through. And what happens when the real person comes through? The shock that comes is more of, what? This is not what I signed up for. This is not the person I wanted. This is not what I was dealing with. And quickly, they are out of there. That's in a nutshell what happens.
Do you know that voice?
It sounds familiar.
Very familiar, isn't it?
Yeah. And I love the voice.
She was like, yeah, I have to comment.
I was going
to
say, she sounds very angry. And Rest, Mfethu. You know I love you. Rest. Rest.
Take the last sip. Call us now on 086-00-00-959.
I think one of the main reasons why people actually get divorced these days is because we kind of cling to these old ideologies of not moving in with partners before marriage. And a lot of the time that sets us up for failure, because how well do you know someone when you only seen them on weekends, when they can doll themselves up and stick to these pretenses that they've built up, you know? When you move in with someone, you see them for who they really are, can experience them, and you can either fall deeper in love with them or fall out of love with them. I think that's probably one of the main reasons why people are getting divorced these days.
What did you just say, Dale? Did you hear Dale? And because when you try and stay together before you formalize it, but Fatin said, and they say it's wrong. Hmm? Ntanta?
But Jesus.
Quick one, my brother. Why?
It's Pakshala Shedap. Yeah. Especially you. I want to call you about Antoine, and I'm going to ask you to Nizozi chuta, nizozi pina so nanda afiko. Yeah.
Can't you make time?
That's good news. Humanly impossible. But there's a try with friends cut.
Yeah.
But it will always get distracted. Okay. Let me jump on that one.
Yeah.
All are either even worse. Bugs over the moon just three. Good relationship. Already, if you want to know what to do,
yeah.
Then I feel me just three.
Yeah.
Let me talk about the moon just three. Most of Abantu, but around the 2 months three, it's a jola.
Yeah.
Boyfriend or girlfriend, whatever. Ah, moon just three, Abba Mzali.
Yes.
We have a Upu, your sisi. We have a friend.
It show me.
Hey,
Jesus. Hey, yeah. Thank you, Tim.
The reason why committed relationships don't work is because then now when you're married, families are involved, and then now someone's mother wants to speak to you like they're falling off a tree, and then your partner's not going to be on your side because, I mean, that's his mom. It's like when you're now married and something, like... There's just a lot of people that now start thinking they have a right to have opinions about your relationship. It's just a weird thing people do. Mm. So I feel like that's probably why people just start breaking up after getting married, because then there are so many other contributing factors to their relationship.
Rose.
Yebo.
Buy me a rose. Call me from work. Ile. Tsinsunyetsi. Ile. Hawasa ubinela.
Joker, one pin, and he'd been. I'll do anything,
yeah,
and everything,
yeah.
I'm following the co-ordinate, the old Mr. Chief,
yeah,
yeah. And then I can see all the letters are then or before or after.
Huh. What changes, Rose? So,
yeah, you know, I was in the relationship for 5 years, man. Mm-hmm. And then in the marriage, plus minus 20.
Okay.
And yeah, I realized it was a first boyfriend, first husband, first lover.
Mm-hmm.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
And I realized in the marriage, I married a humanizer. Mm. And this thing would say, but what if fall pregnant? The old school, that's the problem, because the Nyalo is all about love,
mm-hmm.
It's not all about children, mm-hmm. You see. And then I decided to, it's like it's all papa, that's all about it. Can't go with this kid,
there's more.
I realized, anything I have to maintain this children, then I get to, and then. My marriage o sanyetse ha ifo ona jale ba mosile. So utshoro motho na he's not meant to merit.
So Oswald, sorry, because of time. So you're saying you only realized who you married after?
Yes.
Not before?
Yes.
Thank you.
Another thing that makes, you know, the changes after commitment is, like you said, the unspoken expectations. Commitment. Once I have a commitment, now your thought process needs to change and know that now you are in this and you want changes.
What changes? After commitment, the last question I asked is this the reason why you are afraid to get married?
The best tea in the city, Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to midday on Kaya 959.
On the street, on the air.